Tomorrow in Washington, the House of Representatives are slated to debate a bill that would allow oil drilling 100 miles off the U.S. coast and would allow coastal states to decide on whether to allow drilling as close as 50 miles off their shores. It comes after a summer in which the Republicans have hammered away the Democrats to include offshore drilling as a means to combat high oil prices. That push culminated earlier this month at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, when the mantra of drill, baby, drill became a signature statement. Part of the bill would have included drilling closer to the shores of Florida, but a United States congressional delegation persuaded House leaders last week to preserve the current ban on oil and gas drilling near the state's west coast. Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor.
Fortunately, part of the increased domestic drilling now also offers protection for the state of Florida because it's so vital to our long-term economic interests that we do not put oil rigs right off of our beautiful beaches. You know, our beaches are known as the best in the entire world. We're not Texas. We're not Louisiana. We haven't industrialized our coastline for our long-term economic viability and for our beautiful environment. This is going to be an important week.
WMNF asked former Democratic Senator Bob Graham last week if he thought the GOP had been successful this summer in using high gas prices as a way to push the Democrats into a corner on the issue of offshore drilling.
They're certainly trying to, and the chant at the Republican convention, drill, baby, drill, is sort of lowers this issue to almost least thoughtful level.
Graham said that when it comes to energy policy, yearning to get more fossil fuels isn't ultimately about the environment or about safety issues, as it is about national security. He says those who advocate drilling now are in effect being selfish and not thinking about future generations in the U.S.
I don't think that is wise national security policy. It's certainly not something that we want to tell our grandchildren, that we were so intoxicated by petroleum that we were unwilling to change our habits so that they would have to live totally without domestic petroleum and totally dependent on the goodwill of others to keep our economy and our standard of living running. That's not, in my opinion, a conservative position. It is a reckless position.
Energy has become one of the leading domestic issues in the presidential campaign, as both major candidates have done about-faces on offshore drilling. John McCain changed his mind as gas prices grew to record highs back in May. He still opposes drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, but his new running partner, Sarah Palin, does not. By last month, even Barack Obama was saying that drilling should be part of an energy mix, as has his VP nominee, Joe Biden. When asked last week if the fact that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has agreed to put offshore drilling up for a vote means the Democrats have capitulated on the issue, Congresswoman Kathy Castor strongly disagrees.
While some states, unfortunately, are going to be opened up to drilling maybe too close to their shoreline, what we have in exchange will be a new energy policy dedicated to renewable energy conservation, taking away the tax breaks from big oil, and at the same time retaining the 125-mile buffer, and here in the Tampa Bay area, a 235-mile buffer, no rigs any closer to the Florida shoreline.
And when asked on Monday if she thinks this bill, which does contain conservation measures and higher fuel efficiency standards, will get through the House, Castor said yes.
It's going to be close, but the Democrats are offering a comprehensive balanced package that focuses on solar, wind, biofuels, conservation, energy efficiency. It's not a singular focus on oil drilling is not our long-term solution for our energy problems.